Blog Talk Radio.
Like, I don't have to do this. Like, even when I sleepwalk, I gotta do this. I'm just, ow. 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 Got this. Ow. Anyway. I mean, I hope I ain't messed it up too. Shit. It hurt a little bit when I do that, too. And don't act like I don't have to do that. I do that a lot. Anyway. So that's what we're talking about today. Washing away your sins. How you feeling? Some crazy de toi. Good to see me some you. And Stacy White holding it down for the D. Thanks for coming on through with me. Carol Chamber, Lemmy Favorita. It's good to see ya. Always, each and every day. Yeah, I'm glad you came through. Yes. And Robbie Ming. Yeah, my big sis Robbie Ming is here to do a thing. She's something like a queen for a king. And I'm glad to see you here. You make me sing. And Ansel, my brother Ansel Jones is in the place. Yo, coming through the kick bass. And who else? Emily Dunlap is in the house. Wow! She's about to turn it out. What's going on, ma? Good to see me some users. Let's get it popping, y'all. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Is this your daily? Go get them is a show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the thing. Break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr out. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr out, then you just say Omar with the R. It's the daily go get a mism show. And we are talking about washing away your sins.
We're talking about washing away your sins, son. Hey, yo, we talking about washing away your sins. Yo, it's about to get deep. It's about to get real L. It's about to get real L up in here, right? All right.
So, washing away your sins. First of all, you have to identify the sin. You have to identify the wrongdoing. You have to identify the mistake that you did on purpose. That's what you got to do, washing away your sins. You know, you have to decide whether it's a big sin, little sin, heinous sin, gentle sin. You know, they say we are, none of us are without sin. You know, we're man, we sin. Some of us sin more than others, but all of us sin. As we have gone from being a youngin' to a little bit older, we've all done things to try to advance, to try to get the things that we've wanted, to try to bust a move, make a move, show and prove. And in doing that, sometimes the things that we have done and taken those chances hasn't been all of that great. And we've all done some things that we kind of regret. If we have a conscience, and most of us have a conscience. And for those of us who are spiritual and have a conscience, we think about the consequences of our actions as either life goes on or we look towards the afterlife. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm trying not to get all religious with it, but let's get a little spiritual with it. Let's get a little real with it. Let's get a little human with it. Because, you know, when I ask a question like, do you try to make something right with God or man? Like I said, most people are going to say, "Now I try to get right with God." And I've heard people say that who don't even seem to know God. Now, I'm saying that based on what I have witnessed them. I don't know anybody's relationship with God, and nobody knows mine. But I am going to say that, you know, if you're talking about making amends with God, I would think that somewhere in your life, if you so-called put God first, you know, people love to say that. I put God first in my life. I put God first in my life. God comes first. God comes first. God first. Come first. Then kids. Then my man. Family. You know how I did. God comes first. Then kids. Then it's my man. You know, I said God comes first. God. And people be lying through their teeth. They know goddamn well God don't come first. They know it. They know they don't put God because you see their actions. And I'm like, that was not a godly act. Yes, call me a judge, but you know, stop the badness. But it's a cliche and it sounds good. It's spiritually correct. It's spiritually correct. I put God first. You'd be like, let's look at this chick. She just said she put God. I seen her wish up on a star with a lottery ticket. You ain't putting God first when you do that shit. She's wishing on a star to follow where you are. She wishing on a dream to find out what it means. And I wish another rainbow that I see. Great song, Rolls Royce, right? Great song. Great song. But anyway, so people always be talking about they put God first. And a lot of times they don't be doing it. They be lying through their teeth. They don't be putting God first. But it's all good, though. Love is love, baby. Love is love. So, okay, So when we talk about washing away our sins, you know, we know, or should I say we have been taught, that God forgives us no matter what. God forgives, whether you talk about Jesus, Allah, anybody that you may, anybody that man may call God, we agree that God is a God of love and he forgives, right? But we also know that human beings are capable of forgiveness, but they don't always forgive. They pick and choose when they'll forgive. See, we think, we've been taught that God forgives right on the spot. Like, I created you, my child, so I know that you're going to mess up or whatever. You could almost say that I've designed you, programmed you to mess up, so you did that. So I already got the forgiveness right there, you know, on the spot. But you just go ahead and keep living because your work is not done down there. Your work is not done in that world. And so when your work is done in that world, because I said so, because I pulled the plug, then you have to answer to me about whether you did the right thing or you supposed to. So we try to wash away our sins while we're here on earth, right? Right. While we're here in this world, that's where we try to wash away our sins. We don't try to wash away our sins in the afterlife. They tell us that it's too late. So follow me here. I know I'm taking a long way, but what I'm trying to say is, if we try to wash away our sins while we're in this world, then we're doing it with men, with man. Men and women. But we'll deny that and say that, no, I'm only trying to please God. Well, you don't, first of all, you were introduced to God by man. It's a fact. You know, I ain't discovered God on your own. And if anybody lies and says that they did, now I'm going to have to really look at you sideways, because I'm like, so you on some Donald Trump shit. You ain't paying homage to nobody, huh? Okay. You just discovered the Lord all on your lonely, huh? You discovered God like Adam did. Adam was the only man in the world, right? It wasn't nobody but him and God. All right. So when we talk about washing away your sins, more than likely, you're going to have to wash away your sins as they are witnessed by man. The question is, the question that I have is, can you wash away your sins effectively and go on if man does not accept the sins that you say that you have washed away? Do you have the intestinal fortitude to say, I've done what I can and I've done what I'm supposed to? Yes, I know plenty of us be like, IDGAF, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, I don't give a fuck, but y'all be lying because I've seen y'all give a fuck, physically and mentally, and emotionally. So, scratch the lenses, rant. So when we talk about washing away our sins, what are we talking about? Atoning for our sins, what are we talking about? When we talk about seeking forgiveness, when we talk about, you know, trying to find peace in our lives and shedding away all of the bad things that we've done, all of those deeds, the deeds that we have done, well, how do you do it personally? How do you do it personally? Couch English talking about some big baby, LOL. But for real, I hope you feel better. Ow. It hurt, though. It hurt when I do that, too. Wait a minute. It didn't hurt when I did that. Oh, yes, it did. Wait. Kind of. Okay. Maybe I'm getting better already. Maybe I got to rotate it. Ow. Okay. Okay. And so Joan says, We go to see the Wiz to get some oil for the tin man. We gotta go to the Wiz to get some oil for the tin man. A tea. Y'all good people, man. Good looking out. Emily says, be careful. Can you not do that with your other arm? Ow. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Shirley Shaw, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. Coach Emily says, I do both. I always want to be right with God, but also my fellow man. That is very, you know what? That's very humble of you. Because like I said, Carol, a lot of people be trying to act like they don't care about what anybody thinks about them, and they don't care what man cares, what man thinks of them. And it's just not true. It's just not true. When we confess something, we confess it to who? Not God. We know God already knows. He's the all-knowing, all-seeing, right? We ain't got to confess to him. All we got to do is acknowledge to him. But we confess to man because man didn't see us do it. And man is going to decide our immediate fate, whether we are, go to jail or not, whether we are ostracized in the community or by our families. So we do have to answer to man. Yeah, I know. It doesn't sound good. We don't like the way it sounds. It sounds like we're submitting to what other people think about us, but we do that every day anyway. That's why you don't do things to play yourself. And if you didn't believe that man has any influence over the way that you feel, then there would never be a such word as playing yourself. And of course, some people are going to stick to their guns and be like, when I say play myself, I mean, I feel the way that I feel because I feel the way that I feel, not because other people make me feel that way. I'm totally responsible for my feelings and nobody can make me feel differently. I control this. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I run this out. I do my thing. I give out shouts. Robbie Mink says, God does come first in my life. In the morning, before I do anything, then my kids. Okay. God doesn't come first in my life. Like, I ain't going to front. He doesn't. Even though I pray at night and I pray throughout the day, but he doesn't come first because I ain't gonna lie. First, I make decisions, get in trouble, and then I be like leaning on God, like yo, God, I know I shouldn't have. Yeah, I was tripping, but I was on one. Hey, yo, God. Yeah. So if he came first, I would never make those types of mistakes based on my emotions or anything like that. I would never act on my emotions, and I do sometimes. I'm not saying that I'm ruled by emotions, but if I feel like if God came first in my life, then I would always think way far ahead before I did anything. And I don't always do that. Just keeping it a buck. So God is definitely in the top five, but he ain't first. But he don't have to be first. You know why? Because he's last. He will have the last word. So he ain't got to come first. I ain't going to front. I don't know God enough to know if he approves or not. I have to go on what man told me that God may or may not approve of. So my system of morality doesn't come from God. It comes from guess who? Man, my mama and my daddy taught me what was right and what was wrong. My mama and my daddy formed my feelings of guilt. Guilt and pride, tell you the truth. What's up, Aqua Activated? Good to see me, some you. Yo, Aunt, I'm so glad that you made it. Keep carry right morning, noon, and night. It's always good to have my peoples going right in your sight, this word. And I didn't see you all the way at the top, but I'm glad I see you right now. No doubt. Okay. All right. So, yeah. Washing away your sins. Some people feel like they wash away their sins when they pray. And maybe. Some people wash away their sins, they feel like when they do yoga or meditate. Maybe. I think a lot of it has to do with the way that you view the sin in the first place. You know, if you don't recognize the sin for yourself, then you're not going to be able to wash it away because you haven't even acknowledged that it's there. Let me see. Okay. And so Jones said, I've met a lot of people who sound like they're physically closer, but physically closer to God. Okay. Our feet on the earth, how you closer? Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, you talking about people who act like they're closer to God. Yeah, I'd be like, listen, I don't care if you a preacher, pastor, minister. I don't care if you a shaman or a high priestess. I don't care. I don't care. You are no closer to God than I am. No closer. And the reason I know that is because you can't prove that you are. No, none of, listen, y'all. Y'all might think I'm trying to be funny. But y'all know how we be talking about, you know, somebody lie. You know, they're going to get struck down by lightning. Like God has time to be concentrating on your one little lie out of all of the billions of people out there in the world. But he worried about your little lie. Like, yo, did you just fib? Well, the truth of the matter is, I know people who have been struck by lightning. And the ones that I know reported that it wasn't why they was lying. Now, maybe they got struck by lightning for lies that they told before. But I've got a feeling that the real reason they got struck by lightning is because they was outside during a lightning storm. And they probably shouldn't have done that. But one thing I have not seen is somebody lie and get struck by lightning. And I think that if that ever really happened to man, it would scare the shit out of you so much. I don't know if you would be believing in God or not. But it would probably really, really promote you to wash away your sins. So how do you wash away your sins? What do you do to be able to cleanse yourself of the guilt and of the corruption that's in your heart? Relieve yourself and bring yourself some peace. How do you do it? My brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. It's good to see you. Thanks for coming on, brother. I'm glad you came on through. You know how we do. Robbie Mink says, to each his own, Omar. That's what I do. I'm not here to judge you. You know, I have my opinion, you have yours. I can't tell you where you are spiritually, Robbie Rob, and I'm not here to do that. I'm not, you're never going to see me do that. I question things. I don't answer things. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the answer. Okay. Aqua Activator says, I'm spiritual nowadays because I've studied quite a few spirituality is more my style of connection with sources energy. Okay. Cool. T. Carrie Wright says, I am more spiritual than religious. Both are internal.
True. I think so.
Aqua Activated says, people acting as if they only going to go to hell for 2 weeks because they sin a little bit, because his son is different. His son is different. He got longer. Because his son is different, got longer. I ain't gonna front like I understand that, because I don't. Okay, Shirley Sherrill says, I believe a lot of people, myself included, try to put God first. However, we are human, and sometimes we don't. You do your best with what you are taught and hope you choose correctly. Sounds good to me. Robbie Ming says, pray and ask God for forgiveness. That's how you wash your sins away. I'll take it. It's just that, you know, so many things are labeled as sins. I'm like, exactly what is a sin? You know what I mean? Because they say we all live in sin. Like, there's no way you can't sin. You can't go through a day without sinning. So Clay Chutois says, I think the idea of God comes first is more idealistic than reality. Anybody, any of y'all ever had premarital sex? Did you pray before, you know, when it was getting all hot and heavy, pray before the penetration? Or did you pray afterwards that, oh, wait, you came in me? No, you praying now, but I'm not sure if God came first. First you came, or he came. Y'all came. First y'all came. Y'all came first. Then God came. But he ain't come like you. You came. He ain't in. I want to get blasphemous. Monica, Queen Monica Davis, Queen Queen Matu Mayini. What's going on, Ma? It's not letting me wave, but maybe it is. I don't know. Ugh. I can't. Ow. Okay. Carol, say what's this? Hell, everybody did it. They admit it. Okay. Robbie Mink says, yes, I did before I knew better. Just saying. You ever find some money? Did you report the money that you found? Or did you report it based on how much money was there? Like, if it was only a couple of dollars, you found $5. Did you yell, yo, did anybody lose $5? Or did you put that in your... Some people did that with a few hundred dollars. Like, yeah. Hey, yeah. I found a few hundred dollars. The Lord, look what the Lord done for me. He wanted me to have his money, and I got it. What's up, Pusha V? Thanks for coming on through on the Instagram side. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. So we talking about washing away your sins. I mean, some people pray it away. Some people meditate it away. Some people wish it away. And some people, speaking of wishing it away, some people simply just put it out of their mind. If nobody knows about the sin, then the sin don't have to be dealt with. So gracious, why I say, God just bless me. Mm-hmm. God came fast right after you. Hold on. Wait a minute. I gotta get rid of this. Okay. Okay. But yeah. You know, washing away your sins. You know, I guess we have to think a little bit about the reasons that we identify something that we do as a sin in the first place. And you can replace sin, if you don't want it to sound all you don't want it to sound religious or spiritual or anything like that, because you could be a pagan or you could be an atheist, but that doesn't mean that you don't feel guilt about your deeds. Your deeds are your deeds. You know what I'm saying? So let's just say the bad things that you've done. How do you reconcile the bad things that you've done, reconciling them? How do you reconcile them in your heart? How do you reconcile them in your mind? And how do you reconcile them to other people? All of us have probably done something to somebody that they didn't like or that we should not have done, whether we did it on purpose or whether we did it by mistake. You still got done, and it still affected whoever we did it to. So how do we come to terms with what we have done? Because some of us in our youth have maliciously done shit to people, and we know we was dead wrong. Not everybody is sorry for the wrong things that they've done during the time that they did it. Some people are quite satisfied with what they have done. Even if they did what they did based on jealousy, they was just on some hating shit. You know what I mean? They was just on some old, well, yeah. Well, that's what he get for showing off. That's what he get for thinking he the shit. That's what she get for this. That's what she get for that. That's what she get for this. This get for that. That's what she get for this. That's what she get for that. That's why she wear her weave just like a hat and a wave cap. Terracat, weave cat, yo, in the bonnet, yo, that's what she get, doggone it, yo. That's why she be acting like she was shit. Now she got hers coming to her it. And I had to deliver, and I did that shit. No, I'll do just give her a... Not everybody is sorry about something that they have done. People justify things that they've done in their mind all the time. Y'all know it. I know it. You know it. We know it. And maybe sometime in the future when you get your shit together and you get off your high horse and you stop being so selfish, and maybe you have even become enlightened, maybe you look back on the things that you've done like, yo, I was really tripping. And I was so deep into just, I was so deep into my personal center that I didn't even see the wrong that I did. Maybe you did somebody wrong because you felt like they had everything. They grew up with the silver spoon in their mouth and you had nothing. You got fresh gear and we've got rags. So if that becomes the case and you finally become enlightened, and you realize what you have done and how it affected somebody, how do you take care of that? Do you take care of it by apologizing to somebody? I think that that's a pretty good way. Seeking forgiveness from man. I know man is not God, and only God can judge you. But if you did it to man, if you did what you did to man, how is it that only God can judge you? So you mean to tell me you're going to do somebody dirty, you're going to do man dirty, and you're going to take away man's ability to complain about it because only God can judge you. Because only God can judge you. You are above reproach. Only God can judge you. You didn't really do anything wrong. It's all about you. Well, how do you wash away your sins? I think apologizing to somebody and trying to make amends that way is a good way to wash away your sins. Some people just confess. They confess. Maybe they did a crime, hurt somebody, or stole from somebody, or something like that. And they go to the police precinct and tell what they did, and detail, maybe even detail the finer points of the crime that they committed. Maybe, you know, let's say you committed a crime and somebody else got blamed for the crime, arrested for the crime, and convicted of the crime, and you know damn well they didn't do it. You know damn well you did do it. Some people will just let it ride, like, man, let God and the law take care of that. Well, some people have come forth and said, no, that ain't right. I can't sit by and watch another man do time for a crime that I committed. He didn't deserve that. Now, I don't know what else that man has done in his life, but he didn't do that. He didn't do that by which he was accused of and convicted of. So I gotta go ahead and bite the bullet for that. Maybe that's how you atone for that sin. Maybe that's how you take care of that 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 maybe that's how you wash away that sin. Let me see. So Chatois says, ain't nobody ever returned money I lost. Man, you ain't never done lied. So Chatois also says, people with a conscience make amends if they matter. But that says people with a conscience. It's conscience. It's like conscience. 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 You know, punctuation panther. What we're not going to do is we're not going to have people who know how to spelling shit wrong. That's what. So it's not conscious. Conscious is when you are aware, you are alert, you are awake. Conscience. The little dude on the left that's like, don't worry about it, Secretia. I know you want to do the right thing. Your conscience is not going to allow you to I know you're going to atone for that grammatical sin. Grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said a grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I said a grits and wavy, wavy and grits. I'm glad it came on through because you know that you're the TK writes this, Carol, I was testing out the lightning theory. So far, so good. No, it says Skeletons by Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder comes to mind. Word. Skeleton closet. Carol says, Taki, glad that worked out of the host. Better stop the testing. Look, man, I'm just saying. Robbie Mink says, Omar, when you talk about God, sing spiritual music. Swing low, sweet chariot. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, which saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. His eyes are on the sparrow. Yo, I smile because I'm happy. I'm smile because I'm free. His eyes are on the sparrow. He watches over me. He watches over me. What a friend we have in Jesus. Okay. TK Wright says, sing your lines to Adam. That was a great album, her first album. This is just what I said. See, you don't even know the spiritual music. I do, too. I do, too. I know a hymn or two. I know a hymn and a her. Show her husband says, sometimes life's lessons teach us to become a better person, and sometimes it helps us how to perfect a wrong until you think it's right. Interesting. Narciso says, make direct amends whenever possible, except when to do so may injure themselves or others. And that's a quote. Okay, I feel you. Aqua Activator says, I believe you own up if possible. If not, you must walk the walk the rest of your days. Interesting. Very, very interesting. In other words, you take that shit to the grave. I ain't saying nothing. I ain't talking. Fuck that. I ain't doing a bid over some shit I got away with. Carol Timberlake says, man always judges, be it wrong or right. Man judges how you live, work, dress, and anything else. True? Richard Wiggins says, can we just pretend like it didn't happen and do better next time? Honestly, a lot of people deal with it. I mean, you kidding around, kind of, right? But you know that's how a lot of people look at it. Like, look, man, as bad as I want to atone for this sin, I got away. Like, look, I can make it right by just what you said, not by doing better next time. The Lord wanted me to escape justice. Robbie Meek says, when you do something wrong, you ask them to forgive you. Sometimes, some people are too prideful to ask for forgiveness. So Crazy Twa says, we don't want to hear those old Negro spirituals. Lord, please forgive the Crazy Twa. The lady need a hearing. You don't understand that the old Negro spirituals is the way we used to connect with each other when we was on the run from slavery. Somebody gotta let Massa know that he cannot follow Jake all the way up to Cairo. We on our way to Cairo. Illinois, we gonna get free. Please forgive us, Lord. Don't let man judge her. I don't like your shirt. Your pants too tight. You wearing fake eyelashes. What the hell is going on? Why you got you a tramp stamp? And I think even girls need to put their pants up. You got all the tattoos, can't even see your arm. Why you got all those holes in you? You pierce too much. I saw you hugging on another girl, and you a girl too. You little faggot boy, you gotta stop taking it there. Yeah, I'm here to tell you the right from wrong and sing this song. What the fuck is up with y'all niggas? Y'all be tripping. I ain't fuck with y'all. I don't get down with y'all like that. Order in this court. What's that shit you just bought? I said, you stole money from your job and you are robbing. Not like Robbie Meek. You know the one that does a thing like the 24 King. You gotta get your shit together, man. Yo, right now I stand as a judge, jury, and executioner. I'ma kill your bum ass. You know what time it is. You know what rhyme it is. You know what crime it is. Y'all gotta get it together. God damn it. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that you share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It is the daily Go Get a Business Show. We are talking about washing away your sins. That's what we're talking about on this hump day. Hey. All right. So. Grissom Wavy says, some of y'all ask for forgiveness and keep doing the same thing. Yeah. They call that rollover forgiveness. Like AT&T used to have rollover minutes with their cellular plan. Rollover forgiveness was out first. Whatever sin that you did, whatever more sins that you do, the same forgiveness applies. Like, yo, it's like insurance. I got blanket forgiveness. So it covers everything I did and shit. So I ain't really got to stop. You just got to keep forgiving. And I want to keep on forgiving you. Because it's the only thing I want to do.
Okay.
I don't want to sleep. I just want to keep on forgiving you. Ooh.
Yeah. Antel Jones says, I love how on the commercials, all the people get monetary blessings. Yeah.
What's the best nation in the world, Ansel? What's the world's best nation? A donation! A donation! A donation! Best nation in the world, donation! Looking for a handout. Whip my handout. Can't give me a couple of hundreds. I'll be aight. Can I get a couple of hundreds for some blunts? Okay. Aqua Activator says, I mean, who judges the executioner? I mean, who judges the executioner? He was hired. Death row. Because the Bible, the family, avenges the death of the victim or collects the debt. Yes, Lord. Wash away these sins. Wash away these sins like sweat on your brow. Woo, what's up now? So says, I was about to say, tambourine, please. Got you, my brother. Got you. Emily says he's washing away his sins now.
Chris and Wendy got the dancer. Gee.
Carol Thomas, I'm Emily. He's trying. Look, I ain't got no sins. It's either that or I have nothing but sins. It's one of the two. Aqua Activator says, Chris is Chris and Wavy. Better say it. I can't. I can't with y'all, man. He's a tambourine man. Really, Rob? I'm on the DJ show. It's a tambourine man. And I'm on the DJ show. It's a tambourine man. I'm on the DJ show with the tambourine man, tambourine man. All right, then. Okay, TK Wright says, Carol, if he starts turning around, I will go to my dining room and start playing Holy Ghost music on my piano. Do not tempt me. Do not tempt me. All right. Okay. Okay. Look. Washing away your sins. Nobody likes to carry around bad feelings of themselves. And like I said, there are things that we have all done to somebody at some point in our lives where we may not be that proud of what we did. You know, but how do you get on the right track? Some people join church. Honestly, some people get baptized, you know, or become born again, which is like getting baptized again. Born again. Renewing your relationship with God to wash away your sins. You accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you die right there on the spot after you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you're automatically going to heaven. The thing is, How does man know that you have honestly accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? How do we know that? How do we know? I mean, we may say it, but we don't have any way of really knowing. We are witnesses, but we're not the governing body. Although there are some ministers, preachers, pastors who consider themselves to be a vessel to the Lord. Like, I got to go through you to get to God? When you are flesh and bone as I am? You tried it. Good Lord or die. Good Lord or die one. But I'm not so sure about that one, man. I'm not so sure about that one, Chico. You're probably going to have to do a whole lot of convincing to get me to cross over to that shit. Because that shit not feeling like the truth. I'm looking for the truth. You sound like you mentira. You're mentira. You're lying. You're lying. You are lying to me. DK Wright says, you have to self-assess first and foremost. He says, it's not man's, it's not for man to know by your words, but by your actions. I mean, I know what you mean, but how does man know your actions have anything to do with your feelings? Like, I don't know. But I will say this. What you're saying is, if man is there to judge your actions, then that sounds to me like, in order for us to wash away our sins, man has to pretty much co-sign that. Like, yeah, you've done your time, you've made amends, you've paid restitution, you've made your peace. Yeah, you good. But man says that. So, but is man the governing body? I guess if that pleases you, if that satisfies you, then why not? Rock out. TK Wright says, okay, wait. No. Aqua Activator says, remember Denzel Washington in the movie Flight? Couldn't have been me, and wouldn't have been most of the world shaking my damn. Yo, that was a crazy movie, wasn't it? Flight. So crazy before I says, somehow the show is turning into a big old sin. This show is not a big old sin, but then again, with the criteria that they say most sins are made of, shit, I might be sinning just getting in front of this camera every day. And y'all are responsible. Making me sin. Blowing. What are we talking about here, sinner? What's with the eyes? You can look up the energy. Wait. You can pick up the energy of a person who is trying to be right. Oh, to live right. Look, I'm reading these comments without my glasses. This is so cool. That's right. My eyes going to have to get their weight up. Here's my eyes. Use your muscles, eyes. All right. Kristen Wavy says, I was just thinking about that movie the other day. Emily says, you always want to blame us. Because if I'm sinning by getting in front of this camera, then y'all sinning by waiting here until I get here. And then even talking shit when I'm late. Just waiting for me to promote sin. Well, how can we atone? That's what I want to know. But see, y'all already had that conversation. Y'all ain't ready to have that conversation. conversation. I've been thinking about you, and there ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love. I've been thinking about you, and there ain't no doubt about it. I'm in love. Okay. Okay. Okay, wait. Aqua Activated says, I can be sinning if it's just me in the room. You sure can, because you could be like playing with yourself or something like that. And that's a sin. Masturbation is a sin. That's what I always say. If masturbation is a sin, then you might as well go and fuck somebody. I mean, you might as well spread the ball around. But that's just me. Okay. Noah Hill says, how about requesting expungement for criminal acts before the court of law? Now, when you get your cases expunged, I don't think that that's washing away your sins. I know that the system, the whole English common law system of our justice system has to be fraught with sin. Sin. Grissom Wavy says, we are ready. Oh, we stay ready. Okay, I got it. Carol says, we left church now. We in the club, right? We in the club, right, Omar? I know one thing, we are not in the bathroom by ourselves, sinning. That's what we're not. Robbie May says, is church over now, Omar? There was never church here. There was just simply some spirituality. What we are trying to do is find our individual methods of washing away our sins. First, we have to identify our sins, and then we can go about the process of washing it away, trying to find peace, protecting our peace, finding solace, finding a way to live peacefully and to be able to live with what we have done and live with who we are. Have you identified who you are? Do you know who you are? Have you reconciled what you have done? Have you? Are you ready to move on? Have you done enough to wash away that sin? Have you prayed? Have you admitted? Have you purged? Have you confessed? It's time. There's still time, brother. There's still time, sister. There's time for all of us. We can do the right thing. And things will turn out right. They just will. They will. They'll turn out right. Hey, Eunice Wilson. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate me some you. I appreciate all of you too. Word up. Okay. Right, we're about to get up out of here in a minute or two. Shirley Shaw Hudson says, how about just drinking holy water all day? You ain't supposed to drink holy water. You think that'll wash the sins away? Wash some sins away? I think you just gotta like wash up with the holy water. You gotta get it in your skin. I don't think you drink the holy water. Because if it was like that, then they would be having like water coolers all over Catholic schools. Like, yo, this is Deer Park holy water. This shit good, but yo, every time I drink this shit, I start doing the right thing. But you know, Catholics want to slip some liquor in the holy water. That's how they get holy. They bought that liquor life. They in line for the liquor, 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 no matter what. When they get with God, they're going to make sure that they drink the soft and hard. They in line for the liquor, line for the liquor, Catholics line for the liquor, they in line for the liquor. They don't care if you don't have sex, but make sure that you say, yo, the next sin, yo, give me a next shot, got that shit, yo. And you know Catholics drink a lot, they do. Priests, nuns, they be partying like crazy. They party they sins away. Party, party. Somebody, if you want to party, say party, party, say party, party. Shout out to Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. Shout out to Grandmaster Melly Mel and the... All right. Grissy Wavy says, don't put it on my forehead. No, that's Ash from Ash Wednesday. Robbie Ming says, you don't drink baby oil. You put it on you and pray. Oh, so you have to anoint yourself with oil. Well, then I'll anoint your head with oil, lots of oil. Make it run like water. Watch it boil. Because I made him say it, made him play it, made him okay it, made him obey it. Ugh, Prince of the Growl is on the prowl. How you like me now, punk? You're living foul. All right, y'all, let's do these birthday shout-outs. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious. Ow. June 9th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them. Making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get, I said, and we do it like this. Hold on, where my birthday shout out? You act like, hold on, don't be acting like you don't want to display my shit. Kabul birthday shout-out, Kabul, man. Side of soul and shit. My blood on the God. Self-run on the God, man. You got this birthday shout-out. There's a little circle that just keep running, man. Running. Okay, there we go. Number one out the box, Melissa Johnson. Happy birthday to you. And Makeda. Well, I guess you could say Machado Katia, turning 41 years old today. And Jamaica Brinson. Turning 49 years old today. And Isabel Martinez, happy birthday to you. And Shakisha Monk, turning 32 years old today. And Lynette Matarus. Matarus, I'm sorry. Happy birthday to you. And Joanne Taylor, turning 63 years old today. And Phoenix L. Banner, turning 31 years old today. And Jackie Bell, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my man going all the way back to the 1982 Al Hooper, Al Hooper, Al Hooper, Al Hooper, Al Hooper, Al Hooper, Al Hooper. Yo, I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious June 9th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. A rockout, rock on it, do the damn, damn, the rockout, rock on it, do the damn, rockout, rock on it, do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, check it out, Peep Game, and listen hard, hard. Do you understand? Hard. Yo. 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 Washing away your sins ain't easy. Because although you may do the things, the physical things that people tell you should wash away your sins, you ultimately have to live with what you have done or are unable to live with what you have done. Well, which is it for you? Can you live with it? Have you lived with it? Or can't you live with it? Well, I think time will aid in healing all wounds if you put in the work and if you gain the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to be able to process what has happened with you, to you, around you, concerning you. No matter what you have done in your life, you can undo it. No matter what you have broken in your life, you can fix it. But you have to be active. You have to be proactive in fixing it. It's not just going to fix itself. And you're not going to just be able to pray everything into existence. Because I would think that God would know whether you are sincere or not. And if you are sincere, then he's going to give you a job to do. And if you do it along with your prayer, then you could probably work something out. And it would probably make you feel better. There's some things that people will not allow you to fix with them. It doesn't mean that it can't be fixed. It means that you cannot fix it with them. In other words, they are not accepting your services. But you can still keep going. It's going to be all right. Yo, man, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank y'all all for coming through. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. If you haven't hit the like button yet, make sure you hit the like button. If you haven't subscribed to the channel, please subscribe to the channel. And please hit the like button. Please hit the like button. Please hit the like button. And I will appreciate you. With that being said, all righty then, let me get Blog Talk on up out of here. We will see y'all tomorrow night, Thursday night, for Let's Get Real About Relationships Thursday, a.k.a. Throwback Thursday. So, all right, Blog Talk, you are out of here. We go bye-bye. And you go bye-bye.